This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports that the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said that it targeted operational and weapon storage facilities at two locations in Syria, one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden, the second time he has ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February. That time it was in response to rocket attacks in Iraq. Pakistan's interior minister said Sunday that the families of Afghanistan's Taliban reside in his country, including in areas around the capital, Islamabad, and the insurgent group's members receive some medical treatment in local hospitals. The mission by Sheikh Rashid Ahmed came during an interview aired by a privately owned Pakistani television channel, Geo News. It is a significant departure from Islamabad's consistent rejection of allegations by Afghan leaders that the Taliban use Pakistani soil to direct and sustain insurgent activities in Afghanistan. Pakistan has long blamed its nearly 2,600-kilometer open border with Afghanistan for facilitating militant and other illegal movements between the two countries. This is VOA News.